Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
Tadeus is a multi-talented content creator, actor, and artist from South Africa. With over 500,000 followers on TikTok, Tadeus has captured the hearts of many with his captivating content. After making his debut on screen on the highly anticipated show on BET, Queendom, his supporters not only look forward to his major role coming soon to Mzansi Magic, but he is further building a name for himself in music with his compelling self-titled EP, Tadeus. Recorded live in studio at Solid Gold Podcast in Randburg, Johannesburg, South Africa. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Tadeus. So Tadeus, tell us, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks, and yourself?
I'm good, thank you. So what's happening in your world? So you said you recently moved here from Cape Town, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so let's rewind. At what age did you feel cool? You want to be in this entertainment creative space.
Yes.
And how did that journey accumulate to where we are today?
I think it's always been there. I remember telling my parents at a very young age that, you know what, guys, I'm not going to go into your typical 9-to-5. What I want to do is to be in entertainment. But then they said, you know what, we're not sending you to varsity to go study anything entertainment. You're going to have to choose something that's a bit more solid. So I went to varsity, UCT, and I studied political science. And film, I'm done now. And then now I'm in Johannesburg and trying to chase my dreams.
So you referenced that you knew that you wanted to be in entertainment at a young age. Did you have an idea of what part of entertainment you wanted to be in, whether it was creation or singing or whatever, or it was just that concept of knowing you want to be in the space?
I think acting was a huge one. I remember as a child, I used to be very dramatic. Because in my mind, I don't know if you've watched Leon Schuster before.
Yes.
So after he pranks people, there's a camera over there, over there, over there. I used to think that was my life. There was constantly cameras watching me. And so that's why I used to be so dramatic, because I'm performing for the camera. And I used to think that when I grow up, I'll get to watch my life back as like some sort of a documentary. And I still have that delusion. Yeah. But my imagination has always been wild. Music has always also been a huge part of that as well. I recall growing up, I used to think that my closets were my audience and then my deodorant was my mic. And so I used to perform all the time. I still do it even now. You know, my mind runs wild. So I've always known that this is the trajectory I want to take.
So I wouldn't say it's your mind running wild.
Yes.
You know, for me, it's the law of attraction. My definition of the law of attraction is what I think about, focus about, talk about is what I create in my life.
Yes.
So you're just putting it out there of what you want to create. And it's just actively acting it until it comes into fruition.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think I did have this sort of envisionment of where I want to be.
Yeah.
Of what I want to do.
Okay. So now that you've moved to Johannesburg.
Yes.
What aspects of the entertainment industry are you currently working in? What's happening now?
Acting is a huge part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in my first acting role on BET. It's a new telenovela called Queendom. Yeah, I played Nkosana. He was like a little brother in the area. And yeah, that's been pretty cool. We've also been shooting a new show that's coming on Mzansi Magic. It's a queer series. Yeah, first of its kind in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very proud to be a part of such a production. Like, it's a huge one. I can't wait for people to see it. Yeah, it comes on the 17th of July every Mondays and on Mzansi Magic.
What's it called?
Hamulefe.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy about acting?
I think getting to be somebody else, just stepping out of yourself in a moment and just being somebody else. I think that's one thing I enjoy most about acting.
So you're doing the acting?
Yes.
And tell us about what you create and what you've been doing on TikTok.
So basically what I've been doing on TikTok is, so I take local memes and moments from local soapies or any other moments really, and I recreate them. So I usually take, comedic parts, but the underlying factor there has always been to showcase how much of a good actor, I believe I am, because I'm very great at impersonating as well. Yes. So, and I think the reception has been quite great over the years because it's opened so many opportunities for me.
And how do you choose what to create? So what about that meme? What about that situation attracts you to recreate it or create something about it for TikTok?
I think it's when I genuinely enjoy it. Yeah. Okay. I need to enjoy what I'm seeing. And then it'll instantly spark some creativity in me, and then I'll just recreate it and add my twist to it.
And that creative process, you mentioned that it's a spark of what you're seeing. How quickly does that idea of your extension of what you want to create come into it? Or is it a process of like, oh, I enjoy this. I'm loving what I'm seeing. Let me sit back for a couple of days and let an idea come through. Or does that idea come through instantaneously?
It comes instantly.
Okay.
I think the process of recreating might take a bit time, more time. I think starting out my videos, a lot of my videos that I would do, I'd done them maybe 30 minutes before posting. But now I think with growth, and because in life you have to grow and elevate. And so my videos are a bit longer. They're a bit more complex. There's more characters that I'm recreating in one scene. So I think the process of recreating now is a bit more complex and longer. So I have to sit back and think and dwell, essentially. Yeah.
And you play all the characters?
Yes. All in one. I can do like 10 in one.
I love that. Yeah. That's super cool. Now, you are diving into the music and creating music.
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
Wow. That's such that's a beautiful journey for me. I love it so much. I think my debut EP, rather, I speak about a lot of the things I went through as a coming out of a teenager into a young adult. And that's, of course, love, mental health, and choosing to be happy in the end as well. A lot of the songs, I'd been writing them for about 6 years. And then when I finally made the step to record, everything just came together like a 360. I think it was like divine planning type of thing. And so it's been a beautiful journey creating it.
You said that you started writing 6 years ago.
Yes.
So was there resistance to recording? It was just not the right time. What was the thing that took you that period of time to get only now to record?
First of all, I'm going to say that making music independently costs a lot of money.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It costs a lot of money. Also, I don't think back then I was quite ready to be in that space, even though I was writing, but I don't think I was quite ready. Because also when you're putting something creative out there, you have to be mentally ready for any sort of criticism because you're putting it out there. So you have to, it's your vulnerable piece. So I don't think at that time I was ready for such things. I think now has been the right time because mentally I'm ready. I'm used to being out there now. And also I think I've been financially ready to put together such a project.
So you've got your TikTok.
Yes.
Which is obviously yourself, but also the impersonating people. You've got your acting and now you've got your music.
Yes.
How do you balance your energy over them? Is it like, okay, couple of hours a day on this, couple of hours a day on that, or is it just, okay, let's see how the day unfolds?
Let's see how the day unfolds. I don't know. The funny thing for me is that everything just works out. I remember when I was still studying as well, especially last year, because last year was my final year. I don't know how I did everything else while still studying. Well, yeah, everything just sort of works out in the end. So I guess we see how the day goes.
Okay.
We see how the day goes.
Now, going back to your music.
Yes.
You said it's based on your experiences.
Yes.
So beyond that, from creating a song from 0 to 3 to 4 minutes, is it easy every time? Is it a sole creative or you collaborate with others? Yeah. Let's unpack your creative brain a little further.
Yeah. It's not easy all the time. It really isn't. Sometimes I might go to the student and say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to record this. And then it doesn't sound as good as I imagined it to do. So I have to cripple it down. I have to, okay, which harmonies to add there? Maybe which lyric to change so that everything goes well and it's consistent and it's cohesive. Yeah, there's a lot of changes that happen and a lot of grits and just boiling down and scaling down all the time. So yeah, I guess it is challenging in that way, but I guess the beauty of it also is that when you really love something,
yeah,
and when you're really passionate about it, I guess you just push through all of those things, because it really isn't easy. It isn't the most glamorous process, but in the end, it's worth it.
And that's interesting you say that, because a lot of people, the fans who are not in the industry,
yes,
they believe, oh, artists live such a glamorous life, right, traveling, yeah, doing this, whatever. Yes. They see the end result. Yes. They don't see all the steps that get there. Yes. And they think it's such a fabulous, brilliant,
right,
amazing life. But it's not that.
It's not that. Yeah, it's not that. I mean, in a sense it is. And I think what you're saying goes back to the conversation of, I think I can tie to my parents. When I told them and I said, I want to be in entertainment, I think the entertainment, any career in entertainment is such a fantasy. It's such a fantasy to say, I want to be famous. I want to be in television. I want to do all these things. And a lot of our parents grew up in a time where dreams didn't really come true.
Yeah.
And so to them, there's still that stigma when you say, I want to be in entertainment. It's like, how many in a few really make it? Are you really going to push through? But then you've got to just prove yourself all the time. I guess that's what worked for me as well. Just proving myself and making sure that I work as hard as I can to convince them to say, hey, this is what I want to do and allow me. Because also at the end of the day, I think with parents, they don't really care too much about what you do. But as long as you can sustain yourself and it's an ethical value, you can sustain yourself and also take care of them, because they don't want to retire and still worry about you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just work as hard as you can and just understand that also behind the scenes is not the most glamorous thing.
Let's unpack a little bit more around the social media.
Yes.
You reference vulnerability in releasing music. Do you find that putting yourself out there on social media is also vulnerable, or not as much as releasing music? Because you're playing a character, so to speak, on social media compared to music. It's about your own experiences. Yes. Where on social media, there's a little bit of Tadeus plus.
Yes, that makes sense. Absolutely. I think there's more vulnerability in the music, as you mentioned. But in a sense, on social media, there is as well, because I guess people always have some critiques to add. And so in that sense, yes. But I would say, yes, music is a bit more vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's your idea. Like,
yes,
you and nobody else.
Whereas what you post on social is an extension of someone else's idea, so to speak. Even though it is your creation, it's an extension of
somebody else's idea. Yeah. Absolutely.
And how has social media, specifically TikTok, allowed you to elevate your brand and who you are?
As I said, I think it's created so many opportunities for me. I'm in the acting space now because of it. I'm able to fund my passion project, which is music, because of it. So I guess in that sense, that's how it's propelled me, really.
And did all those opportunities come through from your creations on TikTok, and then those were seen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Those were seen. But also I had to step out and also make some networks for myself, like joining an acting agency.
Yes.
I was already getting acting roles, but they wouldn't foresee, because I didn't have any representation. So I said, you know what? I need to get some representation. Yeah. So I approached an agency. I said, let's figure something out. And they were welcoming enough to accept me and say, yeah, let's see what we can do with you. And then here I am today.
Have you ever thought about, because when you're doing your stuff on TikTok, you're basically producing, you're creating, you're directing. Have you ever thought of going behind the scenes in the acting world? Because in a certain way, you've been doing that in a small space idea with your TikTok.
Oh, absolutely. I watch people like Tyler Perry. Very inspiring. I mean, he gets to be the director, producer in his films, and the actor as well. He has his own film studios. I mean, those are sort of things that I look at and I say, one day, this is definitely a trajectory I want to go into. Yeah.
Now, interesting. I'm finding this conversation very interesting. So now you created your own stuff on TikTok.
Yes.
When you're now being approached and are acting on television programs and stuff.
Yes.
Does your director brain, even though it's been small, ever come in and say, well, why don't we do this?
Yes. Yes.
And do you vocalize that or do you hold back? In your face.
I think I still hold back a bit. Yeah, but I think with this recent project on Zanti Magic, I had a very nice banter with the director. So I would banter it if I suggest something.
Oh, so that I'm not sort of joking. Yeah. And you're like, what?
And
like
then you'll be like, yes.
Instead of like, do this stuff. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. But it's I think also it's important to have that sort of working environment. You never want people to feel to hold back.
Yeah.
You have to be open to ideas because everybody's a creative at the end of the day.
Exactly.
From the actor to the director to the producer to anybody that's involved in that specific project. So everybody will come with their different flavors.
And different strengths.
Yeah.
Because everyone's got different strengths.
Yeah.
We're playing a little game now.
Yeah.
Okay. Two parts to the game. I know if I had to ask you this question tomorrow, 5 days, 50 years, I know your answer will be different every time simply because there are many of them and many goals to perform with them.
Yes.
So if you had to give me three actors now, top of mind, that are on your wish list locally and internationally that you'd like to collaborate with in some form, who would those be?
Masasambangeni, Hlomla Dandala, as well as Vatiswa Ndara.
Okay.
Yes.
Next game.
Mm-hmm.
Again, same thing, top of mind.
Yes.
Because there are millions of them. I recognize that and I understand that.
Yes.
If you had to push play to five songs by other artists once we finish this conversation, what would those five songs be and by whom?
Well, I've been listening to a lot of Lyra recently. Funny enough, on my way here, I was listening to Wampalea by Lyra. What else? I definitely would say maybe what? Bodyguard by Beyonce. What else?
This is when it starts getting hard for people.
Right? Because it's like I listen to so many people.
Yeah.
But why am I now?
Just three. If you can't think of songs, just maybe three more artists.
You see, these are the hard questions because now they're very overwhelming. Okay. Rihanna.
Yeah.
George Benson.
Mm-hmm.
As well as Lost One.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Lost One. As well as Loiso.
Oh, Loiso.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Nice mix. Most of them are on my list, so. Africa Day is celebrated during the course of May. What makes you proud of being an African and African represented in different avenues on representing LGBT community, and not only that, the different aspects of being represented, television, music, and on social media?
I think I can tie that question to why I'm so grateful that I chose to study political science, because I got to learn a lot about myself as well, as a Black individual, also as a queer individual. I'm living and breathing in the African continent. And that makes me so proud because I get to now discover so many things about myself. Like the fact that pre-colonized Africa, homophobia wasn't a thing. So when people say homosexuality is un-African, no, homophobia is actually un-African.
Yeah.
If you read up in history, you will find that queer beings were believed to be divine beings because they were able to mix the masculine and the feminine.
Yeah.
So it's always been that sort of thing in African societies. However, with the unfortunate colonization, we now get to see a reverse or sort of an opposite of that, where there's homophobia and there's gendered structures of things. So I get to be a voice of that kind of thing and educate people. Also live by that as well. So I really appreciate things like Africa Day because we get to celebrate those kind of things because it's easy for us to forget them and move on with our lives. But we have to always remember back because a lot of people have been victims of homophobia, of things like homophobia, have been victims of crimes, of hate crimes and hate violence. So we have to constantly educate ourselves and go back to those sort of ideologies.
Absolutely. And like, I'm also part of the LGBT community. And for me, it's, I was discussing this earlier. It's all these differences and divides because of a person's difference, whether it's religion, sexuality, color, all sorts of things. It's just ridiculous. And the thing is, it's all based on fear of that not knowing. So just being showing up and represented and speaking your truth and showing it with kindness, empathy, and compassion will allow those people who are, that it's not, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Yes.
It's just differences that should be celebrated because it allows for uniqueness and not something to be feared.
Yes, absolutely. I always say to people, like, if you think about the world, I mean, the population of the world is said to be over 8 billion. We all come from different parts of the world, different societies, different countries, different regions. And that fuels our different experiences because we all grow up differently, different languages, different countries. And so different ways of living. Imagine if we all were the same way. How boring would that be?
Yeah.
And I tell this especially to Christian folks because normally they're the ones that sort of shun away from what they've already constituted themselves to believe. And I say, if you're not going to appreciate that diversity, then you're downplaying God's diversity. Hence, then you're downplaying God's creation and God himself.
Exactly. Yeah.
So those are some of the things to keep in mind, that the world is huge. There's a plethora of experiences, of things to look out for. I mean, if you think about every single thing that you know and everything that you've experienced in life, it's probably just 1% of what's out there. Because there's so much that's out there. So don't box yourself into thinking that what you know is the be all and end all.
Exactly. Mm. I'd say it's 0.001%, not even 1%.
You know what I mean? There's so much out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's about conversations, experiencing, being open to those discussions.
Yes.
And just being there present and not like, oh, this is this means this and that's that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And appreciating other differences because you should be able to live in social cohesion with people. And because if we appreciate someone else's difference, then it should be a case of, okay, God was able to create this and able to create that. Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
And not shun away from it because you're boxed. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love that. So the podcast is listened to throughout the world. As a final message, what would you like to say?
I think I'd love to add that everything happens for a reason. I think if you think about that hypothetically, and also if you think about it practically, everything does happen for a reason.
Mm.
So I feel like that's a powerful quote all the time. Because if you look at everything in your life, there's a reason why things are a certain way. There's a reason why we're here today having this conversation, right? There's a reason why everything just happens the way that it does. So it's very important to always keep that in mind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook @CelebSavant. That's CelebSavant.